the similar story goes in South India that I'm telling you a story in short, that great devotee called Ramanujacharya, the king who was envious, he wanted to kill that Ramanujacharya. So the disciple disguises. He says, I will dress up like you, you dress up like me, because you wear saffron, I wear white, so I will wear white and you will wear saffron, whatever. I'll exchange the dress, I'll wear saffron in place of you, and I will go as Ramanujacharya. And you live because you are precious, so you live and preach. I am insignificant, so I will die. So sure enough, the king, a planned way, challenges him for a debate, and the king gets defeated in the debate. The king gets very angry. He said, "Ki, I will kill you." And first he makes him blind. He puts, you know, rods, iron hot rods in his eyes, and he becomes blind. And then he leaves. So he comes back, and the guru comes to know, "Ki, my disciple accepted becoming blind with iron rods, you know." So guru takes him to Ranganath temple and prays and tells him that you pray to the Lord that give me my eyes. So he goes and prays something else only, and he comes back. And still he is blind only. So guru asks him, did you pray to Ranganath to get the eyes back? He said, no, my spiritual, my dear master, I didn't pray like that. He said, no, pray that you, Ranganath, please give me my eyes back. So then finally he doesn't listen. So he takes him personally to the God, in front of God, and tells, Ranganathji, please give him vision. So as soon as he said that, two flames come from Ranganathji and enters in his eye sockets, and immediately his eyes come back and he sees Ranganathji. Now immediately he says, the Lord, ki, make me blind again. Because now after seeing you, I don't want to see anybody in this world again, or anything of this world also. I don't want to contaminate my vision, which has been purified now by your darshan. I don't want to contaminate my retina with any other image of the world, which is temporary, over your image, which is temporary, which is permanent and beautiful. So he wanted to become blind again. Sincerely, he wanted to become blind. Because the purpose of eyes is to see the Lord, not to see the world. And one who has seen the Lord, he doesn't have any interest in seeing the world. Nothing matches with the beauty of the Lord in this world. Similarly, Surdas was a blind person. Surdas. And he was so happy in being blind, because he was always seeing the Lord within his heart, although he was externally blind. And that was proved by the Lord, him, by the Lord for him. That whenever he would go to any temple, just to test him, they would ask, so what is the Lord looking like today? What is he wearing today? So we'll describe it in full, he'll do description. From top to bottom, what is he wearing? What kind of cloth? What kind of ornament? In hands, in the bracelet, what is he wearing? In ankle belts, what is he wearing? Everything he will describe. So they would have faith that he is not just lying. Whatever they have dressed him, he is blind. He would describe what they have done. And he never desired to have eyes, although he was blind forever. But whatever he needed to see, he was already seeing. So he said, why should I have the worldly eyes to see the world? I already have divine eyes to see the divine things. And I am completely happy and satisfied to see the divine things with the divine eyes. That's why there's a question asked always by people. Do blind people get dreams? Yes or no?
Yes.
Sure? So you need to see something in the dream, na? Dream means what? You see, na? You don't hear. You also hear, but basically dream means you see. So what is the meaning of a blind man getting dream? That means he is seeing in the dream. He is seeing something, na? He may be seeing tiger or a human being or God or something like that. So there is something called as Divya Chakshu, divine eyes, which are within you, which can show you God, even though externally you don't have eyes. If you are blind by, suppose, maybe corneal opacity or hypermetropic cataract, or you have some other glaucoma or some retinal disease, and you are actually blind by optical tract and your optical zone and your eyes and everything is not functioning. But still you can see the Lord by the power of your soul with divine eyes. प्रेमांजन चुरित भक्ति विलोचनेन संत सदैव हृदयेषु विलोकयन्ति बाय द सेल्व ऑफ लव एंड डिवोशन फॉर गॉड वन कैन परमानेंटली कीप विजुअलाइजिंग द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इन द हार्ट कॉन्स्टेंटली. Santa Sadeva, all time, Hridayeshu, in the heart, Vilokayanti, keep on seeing, keep on beholding the beauty of the Lord. So, even sometimes you don't require worldly eyes also. You only need divine eyes. And the divine eyes can be awakened from within by the activities and by the thought process and by the change of culture. You have to invoke that divinity within you. And then you will see the Lord within the heart. Dhruva also was closed eyes and he was meditating on the Lord. And suddenly the Lord appeared in the heart. And he was like so happy beholding the Lord with closed eyes inside the heart. And suddenly Lord disappeared from the heart. So he opened the eyes. Where is he gone? And he was in front of him. So actually speaking, he didn't require eyes. But the Lord wanted to give him external darshan. So from within the heart he manifested and he disappeared from there to manifest in his front. And then he beheld the Lord's beauty. So let us all strive for that inner vision which will show you the Lord. Why did debate? How does he look like? And I describe it differently, you describe it differently. Why to debate? See yourself only. And there is no debate afterwards. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.